Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are taking a stop at every team that plays the Kansas City Chiefs. If you've missed any team, be sure to check out the podcast page. We are now at week 8 of the NFL season, Monday, October 27th. The Chiefs play host to the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Kevin Sheehan, who covers the team. Kevin, really happy to have you join us today. Last year, Washington went from a top five pick to the playoffs off the strength of a rookie QB. I'm imagining that there is a lot of hope and optimism about the Commanders heading into this season.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, I mean, it was just the 25 or so years, 30 years that came before that. Last year was the team's best season since the last time it won a Super Bowl in 91. And, you know, beyond that, it wasn't just a great season. It feels like it was the start of something because of how good Jaden Daniels was. You guys know the feeling, having an elite quarterback and feeling like, you know, there's a sustained kind of, you know, run in store. So, yeah, it was fun. And then the schedule coming out yesterday sort of reflected their new stature in the league.
More than anything, having that quarterback in Jaden Daniels, it just gives you hope that we all know the league is a have and have not business. You either have the quarterback or you don't have him. You mentioned knowing the feeling in Kansas City. You just go into every game knowing you got a chance to win because you got 15 under center. It sounds like you guys have that same feeling now with the young guy, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, it was only one season, but it was the greatest rookie quarterback season in the history of the league. And there was nothing about it that seemed fraudulent. You know, they had a subpar defense. He literally strapped the team to his back week in and week out. It wasn't one of those, you know, rookie quarterback seasons where it was defensive led or, you know, the running game and the O-line. No, they won 12 games last year in the regular season, and he was essentially responsible for like 10 or 11 out of the 12. And then he went on the road twice in the postseason and played great. And they got two road playoff games. But, yeah, I mean, there's one thing that guarantees a chance year in and year out more than anything else, and that is if you've got one of those guys, and there aren't many of them, but there's this feeling that he's going to be one of them if he isn't.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Already.
I know this was a conversation in Kansas City, and I don't ask you this to rain on your parade. Are you worried at all about a sophomore slump? You're right. The rookie season was phenomenal. He completed almost 70% of his passes, 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, NFC championship game. He is one of the brightest stars in the league. Are you worried about that sophomore slump creeping up?
I'm not, for a few reasons. Number one, he, like everybody's description of him that knows him, he's a gym rat. Like, he just loves the game and he works at it. And I think year two in Cliff Kingsbury's system has a chance to be an even more comfortable situation for him. Two, they added pieces. They added a left tackle on Laremy Tunsil. They added Deebo Samuel. They brought back a guy who ended up being a real nice kind of safety blanket for him, Zach Ertz. And then thirdly, again, you know, their team last year was probably the worst supporting cast he's going to play with. You know, they flipped the roster, almost half of it to two-thirds of it, and it wasn't a great roster. It's improved. There's going to continue to be, I think, improvement in the future. I don't see this. You know, we were talking the other day. It's like, is there anything that he can improve upon that's obvious? No. The answer is no. Is it going to be easy to match last year? Probably not. But I would guess that there's no real feeling watching him this year that he regresses in any way.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Sheehan, who covers the Washington Commanders, taking a closer look at one of the more surprising teams last year in the league. There's a lot of changes for this Commanders team. You guys go get Deebo Samuel. You guys go get Laremy Tunsil. Part of the hope and excitement has to be that your front office feels like this is a window for you guys and appears to be all in trying to maximize that.
Yeah, no doubt. And it started at the trade deadline when they dealt for Marshawn Lattimore. Now, he wasn't healthy, and when he was, he didn't play well. He hadn't really acclimated to his new team and the new defense. So there's a lot of hope for him with an offseason to get healthy and, you know, sort of getting an understanding of what the defensive side of the ball requires of that position. But, yeah, I mean, they are looking at this rookie contract window and, you know, being 60 minutes from the Super Bowl last year and saying, why not? You know, this is like window number one in the Jaden Daniels era, where, you know, there will be others down the road, I'm sure, but they can't even begin to think about paying them until 2027.
There are a lot of weapons on the offensive side of it. Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel. This is one of the better equipped offenses in the league. From a defensive standpoint, do you guys think you have a championship-led defense that can help out your young quarterback?
Not yet. And that was the issue last year. They were not a good defensive team. They really struggled against the run in particular. So last year, you know, they faced Cooper Rush, Trey Lance, Spencer Rattler, you know, Andy Dalton. The quarterbacks that they ended up facing and the offensive football teams that they faced weren't that great. They faced some really good running backs, and they struggled really against the run. But this year, you know, Mahomes, Herbert, Dak twice maybe, Detroit's offense, Tua and Miami's offense, Jordan Love, not to mention running backs like Josh Jacobs and, you know, Bijan Robinson and Saquon Barkley twice. So this is the big question mark for Washington heading into 2025. They've got to be improved defensively. Their offense will win enough games for them to be in contention to make the postseason. I believe that. But can they go beyond, you know, where Philadelphia is in their own division? They're going to have to be much better defensively. And right now, they didn't do anything in the offseason that would make you convinced that they're going to be better against what appears to be a tougher schedule. We'll see. But, you know, defense is very year to year, and maybe some of the guys that didn't get opportunities or were young last year will really develop. Maybe year two and Joe Witt Jr.'s system will be better. But that's the big question mark for Washington this year, their defense, because it wasn't good last year, and there's no, like, obvious, you know, area in which they improved significantly in the offseason.
Kevin, I'll get you out of here with this last question. The over-under right now for the Washington Commanders is at 9.5. Now, you and I know this league well enough. I always say there's six teams that we think are going to be good. Something's going to happen. Those teams are going to miss the playoffs. There's then six teams that we don't have a lot of hope in. You guys were one of those teams last year. That's going to greatly exceed your expectations, and they're going to make a little bit of a push. It feels like you can make a case one way or the other for Washington. You can make a case that they get better and that they go to the Super Bowl this upcoming year, or you can make a case that they are one of the biggest regression cases in this upcoming season. Where are you at with the Commanders heading into 2025?
Well, the way you introed this, I talk about all the time. The league changes so much year to year. It changes week to week, basically. But, you know, like the Chiefs and like, you know, Buffalo, I'm starting to think that we have that kind of quarterback that's going to really prevent a bad season. Now, he could get injured, clearly, but as long as he stays upright for 17 games, Washington's going to win more games than they lose, and they're going to have a chance to make the postseason. And I see a 10-win, another double-digit win season and a playoff season in terms of whether or not they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. You know, the NFC's actually much better than we thought before last year. Philly's good. The Rams are good. The whole NFC North is good. Who knows about the 49ers this year? I think it'll come down to whether or not Washington's improved defensively. If they are, they'll be a legitimate deep into the postseason threat.
And that is Kevin Sheehan joining us on the show today with Team 980 in Washington, D.C. The Washington Commanders are one of the surprise stories in the league. We'll see if they can replicate it in 2025. Kevin, great stuff. Appreciate you making time for us today, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.